September. Arlington's jobless rate is down to pre-pandemic levels, but the county has to settle for second best in new statewide data. Joseph Woolley, who in many roles, including on the county board, helped to shape modern Arlington, has died at 88. The battle over the level of pickleball play at Walter Reed Community Center seems to only grow. Arlington Democrats are aiming to use their volunteers to turn the tide on tight political races in the outer suburbs. A retired Fairfax County judge has been tapped to hear the citizen lawsuit over missing middle housing and zoning changes. The Arlington school system is revamping its sex ed guidelines, and not everyone is happy with the plans. Northern Virginia Senior Olympics has opened with a record participation level. They came at it from different directions, but the four contenders for two open county board seats have rapped the county government on transparency. An upgrade to the county government's 9/11 memorial, undertaken by local Boy Scouts, has won plaudits. The county government is ramping up outreach efforts as changes to how the government charges for stormwater get closer to approval. It's a double whammy. Both home sales prices and apartment rents are moving higher in Arlington. County board candidates gave their views on tree canopy issues at a recent forum. John Foti, Dr. Sahai Tefera, and Andres Tober have been selected as the Arlington Community Foundation's 2023 Spirit of Community honorees. Maddie Green received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Arlington County Democratic Committee. Dominic Sharippa has been sworn in as Arlington's newest electoral board member, succeeding Scott McGeary. Both are Republicans. A quirk in county zoning has left some home renovation projects in limbo in the Fairlington neighborhood. Passenger counts at Reagan National Airport have now surpassed pre-pandemic levels.